This is the Conservative Underground. Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona, fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track, this is the Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Greetings and welcome to another broadcast of the Conservative Underground. Yes, we are indeed broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona and feeling a little under the weather today. In fact, yesterday it was questionable whether I was even going to be able to make this broadcast or not because I was really not feeling well. So there's stuff going on around out there and just take it easy and get some rest. And if you feel it coming on, you know, get that medication, get the, you know, the NyQuil or whatever it is you need to do and hit the bed. That's what I did yesterday. I hit the NyQuil and went to bed and stayed there. And hopefully I'm trying to sweat this thing out. But anyway, welcome to the program today. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Don't even know where to begin. So I guess we'll just kind of start somewhere. Let's talk about the presidential, possible presidential candidates. Now, we did talk about last week, I think we talked about, you know, I still think that Hillary Clinton, even though she says she's not going to jump in, I don't know, man, I'm starting to question my thought that maybe she was going to go ahead and jump in. I don't know, I guess maybe she really is done. But, you know, time will tell. In the meantime, you know, we have Joe Biden, who, for all intents and purposes, last week I said was in, even though he really hasn't officially announced that he was in. You know, so there is a soundbite, though, that I want to bring up. So let's bring up soundbite number one. Listen to this real quick.
I appreciate the energy you showed when I got up here. Save it a little longer. I may need it in a few weeks. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
And so that was Joe Biden last week at the National Firefighters Convention. And he was, you know, greeted with, and see, this is what he wants to hear. He wants to hear this kind of a reception because this is, you know, the people egging him on and this is what he's wanting. Now, meanwhile, you have Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is, I don't know, I think he's starting to smell a fish again because he was dealt a pretty serious blow last time around by Hillary Clinton. And, you know, now here comes, you know, Joe Biden, but, you know, more, I think more he's feeling threatened by Beto O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke. how he came up with Beto is beyond me because the guy is Irish. So he's about as far as being Latin American as as he can be. And yet he's, you know, Beto O'Rourke. It just doesn't add up. It just doesn't make sense. But I think Joe Biden or I think Bernie Sanders is starting to smell some fishy stuff going on. And you know, here's the thing, because I'm kind of thinking that maybe you just might see a Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke ticket. Now, I don't know, this could be my conspiracy theorist side coming out again, but I want you to think about that. In fact, I want you to send me an email. Give me your thoughts. Send an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about that. I'd be interested to see what you, the listeners, have to say about a Biden, Beto O'Rourke ticket for the 2020 campaign. So I just, you know, this guy, Beto O'Rourke, hold, I want to bring up soundbite number two.
Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America. This is a defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us. The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater, and they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America. In other words, this moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it. We can begin by fixing our democracy.
Okay, stop right there. That's enough. That was a snippet of audio from his announcement that he is going to get into the 2020 campaign. Now, this guy, I don't know, man, if you're watching the video, he's bouncing around like some kind of a jack-in-the-box or something. His wife is sitting there next to him. And, you know, he's just jumping around and flailing around. I mean, him and Bernie Sanders, I don't know, man, with the waving of the hands in the air. And, you know, President Trump picked up on it. We're going to cut to a soundbite about that here in just a minute. But President Trump did pick up on that. Him and Bernie Sanders, you know, I think they're trying to fly off into space or something with their arms flying around and flailing through the air. But, you know, then shortly after that, he had a sit down. And this is what he said when he was asked whether or not Trump should be impeached.
It's beyond the shadow of a doubt to me that if there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude with a foreign power.
Okay, stop tape. So now they're changing their tune. First, they were sure, 100% sure, that they had evidence that linked Donald Trump to Russian collusion, and he had committed a crime, and they were going to get him impeached based on the fact that he colluded with a foreign government, which is illegal and against the law, and therefore impeachable, an impeachable offense. Now they're changing their tune. Now they're saying, well, if there's no, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt that he attempted to collude with the Russians. See, there's a difference between, well, you know, we know he colluded and we have proof that he colluded. And all these investigations and all these, I like, as Trump calls them, witch hunts, have turned up zero results. They have no evidence of Russian collusion. Oh, well, now there was an attempt to collude. So now we're going to go back to let's impeach him because he attempted to collude, because we have no evidence that he actually colluded. He actually tried to collude. So now we can try to impeach him on the fact that he tried to collude. But wait. There's more.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt that if there was not obstruction of justice, there certainly was the effort to obstruct justice, whether that's firing James Comey, the principal investigator into what happened in the 2016 election, or in the light of day, tweeting to your attorney general, as President Trump did, to end the Russia investigation.
And so beyond the shadow of a doubt, we know that he colluded with the Russians or attempted to collude with the Russians. Even though we don't have any proof that he did, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that at least that he tried to do it. So see how they're changing their story? And we have evidence because he tweeted to his attorney general to stop the investigation. Duh, it was a witch hunt. And he told him to stop, to end the senseless witch hunt. Because it's, there's nothing there. But yet, Beto O'Rourke seems to think that Donald Trump, he knows beyond the shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump attempted to collude with the Russians. There is no evidence that Trump did any such thing. But yet they seem to think that they, I guess, I don't know, maybe they're going to try to move forward and say, you know, oh, let's impeach President Trump because we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he attempted to collude with the Russians. I want to bring up the next soundbite. And the next soundbite is a reporter asking President Trump what she thought about Beto O'Rourke. And then you hear Trump respond, and you can actually hear, I guess the cameraman, you can hear kind of laughing if you listen real careful. But here's the clip of Donald Trump.
Well, I think he's got a lot of hand movement. I've never seen so much hand movement. I said, is he crazy or is that just the way he acts? So I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference. And I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Okay. And so that's President Trump making note of Beto O'Rourke and his hand movements. I know the media came out and they were all, you know, talking about how Trump was mocking Beto and all that. But I mean, watch him. Watch Beto O'Rourke, man. The guy, I swear he's trying to take off into outer space. But I've got one more little clip here. About this, and then this is about when they asked him who was the biggest threat. Is it Beto or Biden? And this is what Trump had to say.
I just say whoever it is, I'll take him on. Okay, him or her. Whoever it is, I'll take him or her on.
And so that's President Trump referring to Beto O'Rourke and his hand moves. And, you know, they tried to press him down to, well, you know, who do you think is going to be the biggest threat, Beto or Biden? And he said, whoever it is, I'll take him or her on. And so I believe that Donald Trump is ready for this battle. He took out Hillary Clinton, who was the biggest nemesis that that he could ever face, according to the left, and he stole it from her, and they've been trying to catch him with Russian collusion ever since. Now, see, this goes all the way back to what I was saying in the beginning with Biden and O'Rourke. I think, I don't know, I could be wrong, but this is going to be my prediction. If Hillary Clinton does not get into this thing, I think you're going to see Beto O'Rourke and a Joe Biden ticket. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden said or did, you know, back in the day. And they're going to throw that at him because he said a lot of stuff that today's Democrats don't necessarily agree with what yesterday's Democrats had to say. And so you're going to definitely hear a lot of that coming out. And they don't care. They don't. Nothing matters to the Democrats. They can do whatever they want and everything is fine, but let somebody on the Republican side, you know, say or do something and oh Lord have mercy, it's impeachment time. So listen, we're going to have to take a break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more. I think we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Meatless Monday. You know, Mayor de Blasio and New York City and Meatless Monday. So we're going to talk about that after the break. So stick around and don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know you can find us on iTunes and Google Play too? Or download the free Podbean app by logging on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and clicking the green Podbean app button on the bottom of your screen.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now. Let's talk about tea.
Not just any tea, getthetea.com. They have all kinds of cool stuff. They have cleansing teas, they have stuff for eye health, stuff from the sea, immune support, stamina and energy, food and protein, and just all kinds of cool stuff. Log on to the website at www.getthetea.com. Log on now.
I feel good that I'm keeping myself informed.
The Conservative Underground.
Alrighty, welcome back. Hey, do us a favor and log on and check out our sponsors, will ya? Kind of helps us out a little bit. And if you'd like to get your product or service in front of a large crowd, contact Francis Battaglia at KFNX. And so I want to move into the next subject of today, which is New York City's enforcement, or I should say Mayor de Blasio announcing that schools will no longer be serving meat on Mondays.
This coming September, meatless Mondays will be in effect in all 1,800 New York City public schools, and we are proud of that. We want them to be as healthy as they can be, and we want them to learn as well as they can learn. And Meatless Mondays will help. It'll create more balance in their lives.
So that means that millions of children in the New York school system will be eating healthy meals, nutritious meals, without any meat. They're going to make vegetarians out of them, and they're going to be eating healthier than ever before. And so, hold on, there's more. Listen to this.
Vegetarian options reduce the risk of heart disease, of cardiovascular disease, of diabetes and cancer. It's also good for the environment because it helps us to reduce our carbon footprint and preserve essential resources, including water.
These children will now go home to their parents and start carving a pathway to healthy living and healthy eating. We're not only saving families, we're saving our planet.
Aha. Uh-huh. I knew it was more than just healthy eating. This is about the cows passing gas. This is about global warming. And meat is bad for the planet because cows pass gas, and that creates greenhouse gases, and that's destroying our environment. And don't think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, little Johnny's going to go home from school on Monday and mom is going to have meatloaf or daddy's going to have hamburgers ready for dinner. And little Johnny's going to say, well, you know, we're not supposed to have meat on Monday. It's bad for the planet. And then little Johnny's going to go back to school on Tuesday and tell teachers that mommy or daddy had meat on Monday. And I'm sorry, but this is clearly an overstep of government authority. This is clearly the government telling you what you can and cannot have, what you can and cannot do. This is clearly an overstep. And don't you have school boards? Why is the mayor, you know, telling the schools what they can and can't do? I thought we had school boards that governed our schools and that legislated. You know, I thought this should have gone through the school board, but obviously not. I guess, you know, the mayor has the ultimate authority and he can do whatever he wants, or at least they think they can. The Democrats always seem to think that they can do just whatever they want, irregardless of who it hurts, or it doesn't matter. It's whatever they want or whatever they say. And if you try to disregard that, then you're labeled a racist, homophobic, bigot. But don't think that's not going to happen, folks. Don't think for a minute that, you know, little Johnny's not going to go to school and report mommy and daddy for having meat, which clearly goes against what the mayor of New York City said is allowable, at least in the schools. But man, oh man, we're treading on dangerous grounds here when we start allowing our government to control what we eat and what we put in our bodies. And, you know, pretty soon it's going to be expanding to even more. But it's just crazy. And it's what's even more crazy is that the citizens actually are allowing this. But here, I have another soundbite. Listen to this.
I am so happy that Meatless Mondays are coming to every school, so children around the city will be able to try a variety of foods and enjoy it too.
And so we're starting here with Meatless Mondays. We're engaging in the conversation, and we're allowing our children to have an opportunity to embrace good habits and live healthy lifestyles. Thank you.
Meatless Mondays!
Now, you talk about propaganda. That's propaganda right there. They have coached these little children to come up, and they've given them letters to read, and they're trying to make it sound like, oh, the children really love this idea. Listen, how many of you are parents out there? And how many of you feed your kids vegetables? And how many of those kids don't want to eat those vegetables? Now, come on, be honest. I'm not saying everybody. But I know for me, when I was a kid, I didn't want no vegetables. My kids didn't want anything to do with vegetables. And the grandkids don't want anything to do with vegetables either. Come on, people. Let's look at reality here. How many kids today are so excited and so enthralled about eating vegetables? Come on, man. You got to admit, there's coaching going on in there. This whole thing is propaganda. And it's way, way, way above the bounds of government authority, way overreaching their authority, just like the California thing with banning straws. But this goes a little farther, because this is the government telling you what you can and cannot eat. And they're telling you that you cannot eat meat in school on Mondays in New York City. I'm sorry, man, but that's just wrong. And, you know, these people are definitely allowing the government to have way too much authority. I hate to use the word power. It's way beyond governmental authority to be telling you what you can and cannot eat. And it's just going to go farther. This is just the beginning. This is stage one. You wait. You just absolutely wait. Listen, we're going to have to go to a break again. We're going to cut, and I want you to go visit our sponsors, and also go check out the Contra Radio Network at www.contraradionetwork.com. We'll be back right after this.
Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Contra Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me, and we'll talk to you then.
Let's talk about tea. Not just any tea, getthetea.com. They have all kinds of cool stuff. They have cleansing teas, they have stuff for eye health, stuff from the sea, immune support, stamina and energy, food and protein, and just all kinds of cool stuff. Log on to the website at www.getthetea.com. Log on now.
The Two Crazy Guys on Contra Radio Network and KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority.
I feel good that I'm keeping myself informed.
This is the Conservative Underground.
Oh, Alrighty, and welcome back to the third segment of today's program on the Conservative Underground, broadcasting from an undisclosed location right here in Southeast Arizona. So you've had the vote on whether Trump's emergency declaration is a go or not. And I want to introduce to you the 12 GOP senators that jumped ship and decided that they were not going to support President Trump. And so they voted against Donald Trump. And so the vote actually passed 59-41 in the Senate with a six-vote Republican majority. Donald Trump is immediately, I mean, almost instantly went on Twitter and said, you know, just tweeted the word veto. So let's hope that he does veto it. I'm sure he will. But these are the 12 Republican senators who decided to vote against. They voted, they voted to terminate the National Emergency Declaration. You have Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, Senator Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, and that's really no surprise there. I mean, Mitt Romney is a hack. He's a liberal hack, a progressive, just like George Bush was, and he's just a hack, so there's no surprise there. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas, and Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are the 12 senators that voted in favor to terminate the emergency order, or they voted against Trump. A bunch of rhinos. And it's beyond me. You know, you have our president. Now, whether you agree with or disagree with, you know, him creating a state of emergency is pretty much irrelevant. The fact is that Donald Trump is trying to do what is mandated in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, in securing our border. Okay, the United States Constitution, you've heard me mention this before, and I'm going to say it again. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution clearly says that the government shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government. And it also goes on to say, and to protect each of them against invasion. And every time an individual comes across our border uninvited, that is an illegal invasion of our sovereign land. I don't care how you want to look at it, fact is fact. And Donald Trump is having to fight tooth and nail the elected representatives that we have chosen, we the people, have chosen to go and represent us. He is having to fight tooth and nail. And look, I've said this before too. I don't care if you have an R by your name or a D by your name. It makes no matter. That R or that D means absolutely nothing. Because if you're going to oppose your president, who's for all means a Republican, and you call yourself a Republican, and you're going to fight with him tooth and nail, does that make you a Republican? I'm afraid not, people. I mean, I'm not saying that on every issue these guys are wrong, other than Mitt Romney, really. Well, you know, there's several rhinos in that list of individuals who it's not surprising would oppose their president. But what you people in those states need to do is you need to go out and you need to find somebody to run against them. I don't care. Run against them. If you work to get them elected and you stand behind President Donald Trump, then you need to work to get them unelected. You need to hand it to them. You need to hand their plate right back to their faces and tell them, look, you work for us. We hired you to represent us, and we hired you to stand behind our president and to support our president. And now you're turning your back on him because you don't like him. What's the well, obviously, you know, just because they have an R by their name doesn't mean anything. It just means that they're a rhino, which means Republican in name only. And nine times out of 10 side with the Democrats. Look at Senator McCain. Look at McFlake. You know, look at all these rhino Republicans that are fighting President Trump tooth and nail, but they call themselves Republicans. And I'm sorry, but you people need to go out there and you need to hand it to them. And you need to show them, you know, just exactly what we mean, that we mean business, because this is our republic. And, you know, George Washington said the power under the people will, the power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It's our responsibility to maintain, you know, to make sure that our elected individuals are adhering to the confines of the Constitution and that we're holding their feet to the fire. And these guys are ridiculous, man. It's just absolutely ridiculous that these guys are, you know, fighting our president tooth and nail to do what he is constitutionally obligated to do. So, I don't know. It's beyond me. The other, there's you know, Pelosi. Pelosi talking about how she wants to lower the voting age to 16. How we have to get kids that are, you know, while it's fresh in their head, while they're in high school. These kids are still in high school. They have no idea. They have no idea what responsible adulthood is about. Look, kids, if you're listening to this and you're a teenager, I'm not coming down on you guys. I'm just saying that the teenagers are still learning, and they're not totally sure, you know, what's going on. And you know, you have the teachers in school that are brainwashing these kids into thinking that we live in a democracy, and you know, Trump is an evil racist bastard. Excuse the French, but that's just the way it is. And now, you know, with this fresh in their heads, they want to go after the kids and let them go and vote. You know, the 26th Amendment was, you know, basically put out there because of the military. I mean, and that's why they lowered it to 18, was because, you know, the military felt, well, you know, the people in the military felt, well, if we're old enough to fight, then we're old enough to vote. And you know, if you're going to say that an 18-year-old is old enough to go, you know, and combat for the securities and the freedoms of this nation, then yeah, by all means, I would agree that that individual has enough responsibility to go and vote. But we're talking about a 16-year-old, you know, still very, very young, very swayable, if you will, in their decision-making process. And so, no, I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. I know there's people out there that say, well, you know, 16 years old, you can go out and get a job. You can go out and get a part-time job. And if you have a job, then you're responsible enough to vote. Well, I disagree with that, because just because you have a job doesn't make you responsible. I mean, I see these, you know, these kids that have jobs and they're throwing their money away on video games and, you know, junk food and all this other stuff, doesn't mean they're responsible just because they have a part-time job. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not coming down against all kids and against all teenagers. I'm just saying that I think 16 years of age is not an age of responsibility, at least not responsible enough to where you can go out and make a decision as to, you know, who represents us in our electorate. Because most of the kids today they think we live in a democracy. They don't even understand what form of government we have. And now you want to give them the responsibility to go and vote? No, I don't think so. So she's wrong there. The other thing is, you know, Nancy Pelosi last week, she said that she was going to take impeachment off the table. And boy, did she rile up the Democrats over that. Oh, man, her base went into a tizzy when she came out and said that, because there is still an active movement within the Democratic Party to impeach President Donald Trump, even though, you know, there is no grounds for impeachment. They have no proof of collusion. I know you heard earlier in the program where Beto O'Rourke seems to think that now, oh, well, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, we know that he attempted to collude. So they're all upset with Nancy because she came out and said that. She said, you know, President Trump is not worth it. No, I think it's because Nancy Pelosi finally got the light, and they'll never admit it, you know. They'll never admit it, but I think she finally got the light that they don't have any grounds for impeachment. They don't have any reason, they don't have any proof of any crime committed. They don't have anything that they can go against, that they can actually bring up in a court of law and have him convicted of any kind of a crime so that they can carry out with the impeachment process. And I think Nancy Pelosi has finally given in to that and finally understands that they're, look, we don't have anything. So let's take it off the table. Let's move on to something else, you know. Let's move on to global warming. Let's move on. I don't know. Let's move on to getting him unelected or something. I think she's smart for doing that. I really do. Whether you like Nancy Pelosi or not, which I really don't, but I think she's smart for, you know, wanting to move that off the table and say, look, man, we don't have any grounds. I mean, she's not going to come out and say that, but basically that's what she's saying. Her actions speak louder than her words. And so, you know, you have that going on. There's just so much going on. And you have all these hardcore socialists now. The Democrats aren't even hiding the fact that they're socialists anymore. It used to be they would run to the right like Obama did. You know, Obama sounded like a conservative. And they would run to the right, and then right after the election, they'd run as far and as fast as they could over to the left. But you know, they're not even doing that anymore. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they are socialists. They're not trying to hide the fact that they want to implement the Green New Deal. Now, I talked about the Green New Deal substantially a couple of programs ago, and that Green New Deal is a very dangerous thing. And if you think the Green New Deal is just about, you know, implementing green programs and clean air and clean water and, you know, all this other stuff, then you're sadly mistaken, because it's all about rewriting our Constitution. It's about rewriting our form of government. I want you to shoot me an email at undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Tell me what you think about all this stuff that we're talking about today on the program. But I just want you to understand that the Green New Deal is a very dangerous thing, and it will not sustain. It cannot sustain, just like anything, you know, any kind of socialism or democracy. They don't sustain. They don't last. And so there's that. Oh my goodness. You know, I'm actually flabbergasted at the fact that, you know, you have these individuals. Oh, how about this? Here's, you know what we're going to do. I know it's early. I know we kind of just came back from a break, but I'm going to go ahead and take a break because I've got one more thing I want to talk to you about. And then we're going to close the show for today. But I want to talk about this college, the big scandal that rocked the college world this past week. So we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back after that, and we're going to finish up and close the program. So come back right after this.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Comptor Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me, and we'll talk to you then.
Let's talk about tea. Not just any tea, getthetea.com. They have all kinds of cool stuff. They have cleansing teas, they have stuff for eye health, stuff from the sea, immune support, stamina and energy, food and protein, and just all kinds of cool stuff. Log on to the website at www.getthetea.com. Log on now. Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
Okay, and welcome back to the final segment today of the Conservative Underground. And we're probably going to cut it a little short today. I'm still feeling kind of under the weather, and I think I just need to go and get back into bed. So, but I did want to, today, before we ended the program, I wanted to talk about the white privilege college admittance scam. Lori Loughlin has been arrested. And it has been found that not only her, but several others have been caught bribing colleges in order to get their kids admitted into those elite colleges. And it's just amazing to me. These are the people. These are the hypocrites. This shows you the hypocrisy of the liberal left. These people have been out there talking about Donald Trump and his white privilege and his daughter and his family and all the white privileged, white racist privileged Americans. You know, Donald Trump's followers are white privilege and white trash and all this other garbage. And now they themselves, the very ones who have been talking all this garbage, all this nonsense, all this trash, have been convicted of cheating in order to get their kids into privileged schools. Now, this goes back to, you know, what I was talking to Mark on the crazy guys this last episode. And what it's just beyond me that, you know, these people will sit there and talk all this trash. It goes back to school, you know, when we were in school and you had the kids, the bullies that picked on the other kids. And 9 times out of 10, those people that were screaming from the rooftops were the ones that were actually the ones that were suffering from the problems. Well, this is the same thing, you know. Cortez, she is being investigated right now. You know, her big thing is talking about how campaign finances and dark money and all this other stuff. And come to find out during her campaign, she was guilty of exactly what it is that she has been accusing Trump of doing. And she is actually the one that is guilty of all this dark campaign finance money and shuffling funds around and all this other stuff. But she was the one that was screaming from high heaven against it, you know. And now Lori Loughlin, she, you know, and all these white privileged liberals that are screaming from the rooftop, it just seems like, you know, the ones that are actually doing the crime are the ones that are screaming the loudest against the crime, you know. And now Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, she's losing brand deals after this whole scam. And it's just amazing to me the hypocrisy of the left and how they will go on about, you know, Donald Trump and his white privilege. And they're the ones that are actually guilty and caught doing this. Now, you know, it's no secret that over the years, in the years gone by, that, you know, people would pull favors from friends. It's not what you know, it's who you know, to, you know, kind of gain favor in getting somebody access to something. And that goes with the colleges as well. But this is way beyond that, man. This is way, way beyond, you know, calling up a friend to say, hey, you know, I've got a kid that wants to go to such and such a school, and you know somebody over there, can you pull some strings and, you know, oh, I'll see what I can do, and pick up the phone and call and say, hey, you know. But still, you know, based on merit, you still have to be able to pass the examinations and all of that to get into the schools. So the whole, this is way beyond anything to do with that. This goes over the top. And then to sit there and be a hypocrite and accuse one individual and or a group of individuals and then actually get caught doing what it is that you're preaching against, man, that's hypocrisy. That's being hypocritical. Being a hypocrite means when I tell you to do something or I tell you not to do something and then I turn around and I do the very thing that I told you not to do. Okay, and that's exactly what happened here. That's exactly what's going on with Ocasio-Cortez and the campaign finance. In fact, we talked about that too. We talked about that in the Green New Deal, you know, being transparent with campaign finances. But yet they're the ones that are burying money left and right. You know, she's probably not going to go to jail, but she'll be, you know, she's being investigated. Should she go to jail? Absolutely. Because it's a criminal offense. And if you've committed a crime, you need to do the time. But, you know, her being a liberal, she'll get away with it. Just like, you know, Hillary Clinton has gotten away with bleach bidding hard drives and smashing hard drives with ball peen hammers and, you know, deleting all these emails. Oh, and we also found out that Comey, you know, was instructed to go easy or was instructing investigators to go easy on Hillary Clinton. And that whole thing that came out just before the elections was a cover-up. It was another scandal. It was a cover-up. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, oh my gosh, the FBI has just damaged my whole campaign. No, it was planned that way from the beginning so as to make it look as if they weren't, you know, they were going against her. But the whole thing, you know, it was all planned out. They're genius when it comes to being criminals. And, you know, the Clintons are at the top of the list. But all of these liberal Democrats that are out there, you know, talking garbage and nonsense. And now we know exactly where to look. Will anything come of it? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Let time do its, you know, do its thing. But this is insane. This is just to show you just exactly how hypocritical the Democrats can be in everything. Listen, I'm going to cut the program a little short today. I'm not feeling 100%. If you would like to advertise with us on AM radio, contact Francis Battaglia over at KFNX. We'll throw that ad in here one more time for you. And just tell them you want to you would like to sponsor the Conservative Underground. And Francis will be more than glad to help you out. Great station, 50,000 watts of power. It's a huge station up in Phoenix, and it has a weekly subscriber, a weekly listener base of about 50,000 people. Literally, the signal reaches millions across the state of Arizona. And so if you're interested in going on to the AM radio with Conservative Underground, call Francis Battaglia, and you know, he'll be glad to point you in the right direction. Okay, that's it. I'm going to check out for the day. Remember, if you want to advertise with us, just call Francis Battaglia and tell him you want to sponsor the Conservative Underground. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, stay safe out there.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
This has been the Conservative Underground, broadcasting from the secure bunker deep in the high desert of Southeast Arizona. Join us next time as we continue the fight to set the country back on track. Don't forget to log on to the website at www.undergroundtalkshow.com.